that DVD, and I shared it with everybody I know. Knowledge is power. Lack of knowledge results in lack of power. It's so clearly there. By the way, Bruce has and his team has put together this wonderful pack for all of you guys. Four DVDs in one pack plus five bonus interviews with Dr. Bruce Lipton on my radio show. Just a great pack. If you go to theawareshow.com/Lipton, you'll see all that on there. It's a special offer that they put together for you guys. Just a lot of his DVDs in one place. I would get those because they're really going to change your life. I want to just ask a question here. I hope I didn't interrupt you. But great question from a doctor in Scottsdale, Arizona, Dr. Lynn Berger. She's a therapist, a consultant in transformational leadership for 30 years. And she wonders what happens exactly from a scientific perspective when you speak positive words versus when you speak negative words. If you could explain, Bruce Lipton, what happens to the cell? Tell us from a cellular biology perspective.
Well, essentially, we did cover that very quickly, and basically it says this. When you have a thought, you're manifesting a vision. You have a vision. If that thought is a healthy thought, then you see this wonderful, healthy life vision. And if it's a scary thought, like you might have cancer or something like that, then your vision immediately switches over into something that's life-threatening. And why is this relevant? Because the brain takes that mind thought and responds by releasing chemistry to coordinate the body to match the, you know, whatever's going on in the perception. So the body is always adjustable to the perception. And this chemistry changes. And this is why then the chemistry of a negative thought and a fear is disempowering to say the least. And in fact, as we found out, and the Center of Disease Control has recognized this, that 90% of the illnesses that face citizens, especially in the States, but I think probably pretty much true around the world, 90% of illness is related to stress. It's not related to genetics or anything other than stress. Yeah, but what is stress? Stress is a result when you see that your life is in some way threatened. And the moment you start to feel that it is threatened in some way, you start to get on you change the chemistry of the body to get in a protection stand. And the problem with a protection stand is this, is that, there's three responses actually that a cell or a biology with a collection of cells can respond to environmental stimuli. There's just three different responses that a cell can have to environmental stimuli. Now, of course, you can grade them, but here are the three responses. A stimulus shows up in the environment, and the organism can move to that stimulus if it perceives it as growth. And like love, if you see a love entity in front of you, you sure as heck are going to move right to that love entity. You're going to be pulled and attracted to things that support growth. So you move toward things that represent growth, and you do this in the sense of being open to assimilate it. In other words, for growth to occur, it's not just responding to the stimuli, but it's being open to let that stimuli come into your system and support your growth. In contrast, if a stimulus is life-threatening in some way or perceived to be, then the organism doesn't move to the stimulus. It moves in the exact opposite direction. It moves away from the stimulus. And in moving away from the stimulus, it closes itself down as a form of protection. The third response to a stimulus is actually no response at all. Basically, a stimulus exists, you see it, and you say, well, that's not really relevant to me, so I'm not going to make a response to it. So those are your three things. But here's the importance between the growth and the protection. Growth is moving to a stimulus and being open. Protection is moving away from a stimulus and being closed. Well, when you look at that, you say, well, wait, can you be in growth and protection at the same time? The answer is nope. You can't, because you can't be going forwards and backwards at the same time, and you can't be open and closed at the same time. So when you're in growth, you change your physiology to be open and loving and in harmony with the environment. And when you are stressed, there's a tendency to close down your biology and close yourself off from the threats of the world. And the significance is when we're stressed, we suppress growth. And just to give people a real simple understanding. Remember, I said the chemistry of the brain changes the response of the cells. Well, when stress hormones are released into the body, they do three things. So if you understand this and you realize, oh, my God, that's why I can't heal myself, and the answer is this. Three things that happen when stress is perceived. The stress hormones are released in the body, and the first thing they do is the stress hormones cause the blood vessels in the gut to close down and close themselves off. And the reason for that is to push the blood to the arms and legs. And the reason why is what we are... Hello?
Hi. I don't know what that was. I'm still here. Are you there?
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm still here. So the blood is not allowed to go into the viscera to support growth for this reason. You need the energy and the nutrients of the blood to support your running away, or fight or flight, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So the blood vessels of the gut close down. The blood goes to the arms and legs preferentially so that we can use this nutrition and energy to run or fight or whatever we have to do to protect ourselves.
Uh-huh.
So what does that mean? The first thing says... Well, when the moment you're stressed, you shut down the growth mechanisms that are maintaining your body because you're conserving the energy to deal with the stress. Number two, and this is the critical one, the interior of the body has a protection system called the immune system that protects you from things inside. The exterior threats are held by the adrenal system. That's the one that releases stress hormones. So if I'm being chased by a saber-toothed tiger, I'm not too interested in maintaining my immune system if I have a bacterial infection, because who cares about that? Because the lion eats you, or the tiger eats you, it doesn't make a difference about the infection. So here's the fact. Stress hormones, when released into the body, shut down the growth mechanism, number one. And number two, they inhibit the immune system to conserve energy, and they shut it down. And in fact, medicine uses the stress hormones in therapy in this regard. When they transplant a tissue or organ into a recipient, and they don't want the recipient's immune system to reject this foreign tissue, they give the patient stress hormones. Why? Because the stress hormones inhibit the immune system and prevent the rejection. Yeah, but that's therapy. I'm just asking, what about the average person? They got stress hormones in their body. What have they done? Unknowingly, because it's not a conscious thing, it's chemical, they are reducing the effectiveness of their immune system as a way of conserving energy to run away from this threat. And the relevance about that is when people are stressed, that's when they get sick.
That's what causes disease, yes.
They just have suppressed the immune system.
Uh-huh.
And so now you've done two things that are threatening your survival at this point. One, you shut down the growth, which is maintenance of the body and its cells and everything. And you are shutting down the immune system, all of these, of course, to conserve energy to deal with the threat. But as a consequence, if you sustain the stress, and that's where the problem comes from, it's not that we can't handle stress. Yeah, in the old days, a saber-toothed tiger would chase somebody.